You're watching Press TV's World News. The U.S. president says he regrets the removal of monuments of Confederate leaders, stressing that they will be, quote, greatly missed. In a series of tweets, Donald Trump said the efforts to remove the monuments would rip apart U.S. history. He also drew parallels between Confederate leaders and U.S. founding fathers like George Washington. Meanwhile, the mayor of New Orleans has slammed Trump for his comments, saying the Confederate statues are not, quote, innocent remembrances of a benign history. Mitch Landrieu says the monuments represent America's dark past. Trump is under fire for defending white supremacy, whose rally in support of Confederate statues in Virginia caused deadly clashes on Saturday. Political commentator Edward Rimes says he believes white supremacy is at the core of U.S. history and is inseparable from it. Listen to this.
Well, you don't have the United States of America without white supremacy being at the core of that history and that dynamic of the peoples in the United States. Blacks, Native Americans, people from Central and Latin America were put at the bottom rungs of society. And at the top rung that held all this together was this idea of white supremacy. So you do not have the United States of America. You do not have the genocide of Native Americans. You do not have the enslavement of black Africans, and you do not have the theft of land of Mexicans without white supremacy being at the core of it. Donald Trump didn't create this dynamic that we're seeing right now. He's exploited that dynamic, because you can't get to the place where we're at, where unarmed black people are being killed, where white nationalists are doing the sort of things that they're doing, where people are very comfortable with these Confederate statues. You don't get to that place unless there's been a centuries-long conditioning of a society to bring them to that place. And every politician, to varying degrees, has played on that particular fault line in American history.